As I've said earlier this week, we live in scary times. Random acts of wickedness are flooding the landscape of nations across the world. We wring our hands and try desperately to invent policies and systems that will bring security and peace to our tottering world. We have terrorists on one side, telecommunication blackmailers on the other, sexual traffickers in the shadows, and a growing number of varying anarchist groups looking for any available airtime. How do God-honoring people stand up against such opposition? Well, let me tell you about two guys who chose to deal with their circumstances in a rather unorthodox way. We see it in Acts 16. When they had struck them with many blows, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to guard them securely. And he, having received such a command, threw them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. But about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly there came a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison house were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's chains were unfastened. Paul and Silas were those two guys, and they weren't just facing some small fine for a traffic violation. They had been beaten and thrown in jail. They were bound hand and foot and were being kept under close watch for simply sharing their faith in Jesus Christ. They had done nothing wrong. They'd simply obeyed Jesus' great commission and shared their faith, to the great astonishment and frustration of the authorities. But were they scared? No. Was their little world shaken? No. Did they send for their attorneys or write to their legislators? Absolutely not. They prayed, they sang, they praised the God of their salvation, and God rescued them with a great earthquake, breaking down the very doors and walls that confine them. The walls that confine you aren't too big for God. Your security and salvation is sure in Him. And like Paul and Silas, others will be amazed when they witness your salvation.